In the next 4 hours, I'm at apex of trying to be Mesabel, Reis HaMikdash, the Golos, the Torah of Palmiso, the Golos. The Halacha actually reflects that these 4 hours are unique. I don't know if it says such a halacha by any other part of davening, but this is halacha that it's usur to go outside during kinos, or to shmooze, or to talk, or even to step outside, because in these 4 hours, I'm calling it 4 hours, because that's how long it is for us, one should focus only on the aveilus, and this halacha actually reflects that reality. My talk now will be longer than the talk before kinos should be, because I also want to give a hakdama to the saying of kinos, not just to this kina specifically. We're the sample of the many things. If we would really focus, and the kinos really, well, there are many, many more kinos than we say. If one would say kinos and focus on all the themes of the kinos, all the themes of our avelus today, the 3 weeks, in a lesser sense all year round, there are many, many, many themes to focus on, unfortunately. We hope that that will change into simcha, the Mashiach company, and something that will be built, all of these themes will be reversed. We have, first of all, I would think, first and foremost, is Mitzvah HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so to speak. He created a world in which Shechina is supposed to be Dor B'Tachtonim, is supposed to be a meeting of Shemayim V'Oretz, a meeting of Ruchnius and Gashmius. And just like in every person, we have this contradiction between the person, the Guf, and the Neshama. We have also the Shechina B'Tachtonim. So where does it come together? Just like it comes together in a Guf HaAdam, where HaKadosh Baruch Hu made this amazing mizug between Ruchnius and Gashmius, the Neshama and the Guf, and it's supposed to do and accomplish amazing things. So the Gadol in the world is a building called the Beis HaMikdash. And that is the focal point of Shechina B'Tachtonim. That's the Neshama in the Guf of the world, and that's supposed to be the way the world functions. Just like we function, and when there's no Neshama in the Guf, the person dies. So when there's no Beis HaMikdash, that's Churban. That's a Churban. And it's the promise of the future that there will be, so to speak, a Tchias HaMeisim, which keeps the world functioning. But it's functioning on a lower level. The Gemara at the end of Sota talks about En Yom She'en Bo Klala, Mishachar Beis HaMikdash, Kol Yom Kilolosu, Meruva Mechavero. Certainly in Ruchnius, even in Gashmius, the Gemara details at the end of Sota, the lower functioning, it's like if oxygen is cut off to the body, so even if it still functions, but all the Evarim are affected and it functions at a lower rate, slower rate, so certainly not the ideal rate. So we have the Shechina B'Tachtonim, which is no longer here. Another theme is the Chilul Hashem, caused by the Churban, caused by the Tzaras of Klal Yisrael, which is also a Chilul Hashem, which is Rashi, states of Chumash, Chazal tell us, in many places in Medrash, it's Shemenu Nikra B'Shmecha, Shmecha Nikras B'Shmenu, it's all wrapped up, and therefore the Chilul Hashem, we have this over. The Tzaras of Klal Yisrael, of course, we have no Beis HaMikdash. Mitzideinu, we don't have that experience of the Shechina being Shorer B'Neinu, the Yiras Hashem that's engendered, the Karbonos, what the Karbonos mean, the Kapara of the Karbonos, the experience of being in the Beis HaMikdash. The Golos is a Tzara Bifnei Atzma. We don't have a home. HaKadosh Baruch Hu has no home. We have no home. Wandering from place to place. Gerush, being chased out of every place we ever settled in. And then, of course, these are all themes in the Kinos. And, of course, the sorrows engendered by the Golos, because when you're in Golos, you don't have a natural home, you don't have a natural protector, and you suffer the whims of the Goyim, whether it's Harigos or Tzoros, all the history of Klal Yisrael. Again, that's all reflected in the Kinos. And really, each of these things is roi to be misabel over. And that's what the speakers today will be, the keynotes will pick. Each keynote reflects a different aspect. It's not exactly one by one, but in general there are many themes to talk about, and the speakers will be reflecting that. I'm giving a hakdama to the general saying of keynotes. I said this, I think I say it every year, bear saying again. The Mesillas Yesharim says in Perek Yutes, when he's talking about Hasidus, he talks about being the spalo for the Geula, for the Kavod Hashem. He points out that the Kavod Hashem and the Kavod of Klal Yisrael are totally zeh b'zeh. He esher l'kavod ha'elyon l'hisrabos ela b'geulosan shel Yisrael u'beribui kavodom. It's impossible for the honor of Hashem to increase, to be the way it's supposed to be, only through the redemption of Klal Yisrael and their honor being esgadil b'goyim. Shezeh toli b'zeh b'emes. It's all wrapped up together. The Torah of Eliyahu's lashon is the Misaneach al Kvodo shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu ba'al Kvodo shel Yisrael. Nimtzis Lomitz is the Mesillas Yesharim that there's always shnei dvarim. When you do something to bring nachas ruach and to make kiddush Hashem, it should also be reflective of a ribui kavod of Klal Yisrael. Of course, it's all one: a ribui kavod of Klal Yisrael and a ribui kavod of the Shechina. He says something else. He says, if a person says, this is what's, I want it to be madgish really, when a person says, if a person says, me, ani, I'm sitting here, every kina is an implicit tefillah that things should change. The day is wrapped up with a combination of avelus teshuvah. That's how the Rambam presents Tisha B'Av as well as all of the Tanaisim. And it's not, there are rayas that it's not pure avelus, it's wrapped up in tshuva as well. And therefore every kina is an implicit tefillah. And the Mesillas Yesharim says, mi ani ume ani shes pali la golos al yushaloyim. What is my, I'm sitting here, you're telling me I'm not allowed to walk outside, I'm not allowed to shmooze in the middle. Mi ani, what am I, I'm too unworthy, insignificant, that my tefillah should make a difference. So the Sharm gives two answers because he's implicitly asking two questions. He's saying, there's a question, am I significant enough that my tefillah should make a difference? And implied in that assumption and that question is that if the tefillah does not accomplish, it's worthless. So he really addresses both points in his answer. His first answer is, you have no idea. L'figach nivra ha'odam yechidi k'dei she'ikol echad yomar b'shvili nivra ha'olam. Now people say b'shvili nivra ha'olam, but they don't mean it in the sense it's supposed to be meant. The idea is that each person has the potential to make a difference. We don't know Cheshbonus and Shemayim. And really, we're supposed to learn that lesson, that Adam was Nivra Yechidi, because each individual could make a difference. And even now, there's 3 billion people in the world, and 10 million, 12 million, however many million Yidden there are, but person could make a difference. That's what the Rambam says. A person should see the whole world as being shuffle, and he can make a difference. And that's the way. And we're supposed to believe that and learn that reality from the fact that Nivra Ha'adam Yechid. Second of all, this Silas Shalom says, Af Shalom Te'osa Bakashosa, even if your tefillah doesn't accomplish Lamaisa, if Neshalo Higia Hazman, only Ezer Tam Shigia, for whatever reason, Hinehem Osu Ishalohem, Hakadosh Baruch Hu Sameach Bazeh. It's not true that the tefillah that did not accomplish, or at least even according to what we see, didn't accomplish, it's pashut not true that it's worthless. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants us to show that we want, and we're asking, and we're begging, and we're missing it, and this is all part of the process of the geula, even if our tefillahs have no, even if the individual's tefillah has no direct effect, but it has an effect in the sense of it's an exhibition of our ratzon. And I want to say a mashal here. I'm going to give a mashal. Mashal of a couple, and the husband wants to divorce the wife. They married a long time, and life has become intolerable for him. She does this, she does that, she doesn't do this, she doesn't do that. And he's sad, because it's Eishes Me'urov, and he would like things to be different, and he wishes things would be different, but he feels he has no choice but to divorce his wife, because life is intolerable as it is. He harbors a secret wish, he's not a Kohen, and he harbors a secret wish that the shock of the divorce bring her to her senses, and she realizes what's wrong and what she did wrong, and she makes the necessary tikkunim, and he'll remarry her. He has no problem. He likes her. He loves her. But it's intolerable. This is not a marriage. They come to Beis Din, and the Beis Din understands what's going on. So they call the woman in, and they say, listen, we know that although your husband here is in Beis Din and he's being toveya a get, and the circumstances may allow him to get one, to give one, to demand that you take one. A woman cannot be forced to take a get nowadays, just like a man can't be forced to give one, except under the circumstances that it is allowed, reflected in halacha. So they say, we understand the matzav is that you're going to be forced to take a get. But your husband really doesn't want it to. We know that. But he feels he has to. So we want to give you an Eitz HaTov. You can't just now, on the dime, right now, just change. But you know, if you go into Beis Din and you cry, and you show, and you say how much you love your husband, and you're so saddened by this, and you're destroyed by this, and you're distraught, and you're destroyed, and you can't imagine life without your husband there, maybe he will relent, and even if you haven't fixed yourself up entirely in a way that he would gladly keep the marriage together, maybe he'll relent when he sees how shattered you are. Okay, the woman, very good idea. Comes to Beis Din, they come to Beis Din, and it's her turn to speak. The husband says over the whole litany of things that make life intolerable, and it's her turn now. Now imagine the following scenario. She whips out a piece of paper and she starts reading. I am really disturbed about the impending divorce. I am so sad. I cannot bear the thought of what is happening. I am devastated. Devastated. I cannot bear this. Now, is not going to have any effect on both sides. The Eitzah of the Beis Din, and she's reading from the page, she's saying all the right words, but she's reading lifelessly from the paper, and that's not what the Beis Din meant, right? They didn't mean she should read from a paper with no feeling, with no hergish, not reflecting what they would want her to show in order to keep this marriage together. So when we say the kinos, let's not be like that woman in Beis Din who's holding a piece of paper and reading the words. What HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants from us is what the true Eitzah that the Beis Din gave the woman is to show that they're shattered, shed a tear, feel, say the kinos, with the kinos not being a text we're reading from, but a suggestion of how the words we ought to be saying and the feelings we're supposed to have. The first kino is intertwined with the Pesukim of Eicha. I won't tell you how. It's brilliantly, brilliant Tizmonim. Words, phrases, sentences, the beginning, the end, it's all Pesukim from Eicha. It's an alphabetical order, Grada, Aleph, Beis, and it starts with Samach. It was obviously a first part of this kina that went from Aleph till Samach. And it talks about the Zion of the Goyim towards Klal Yisrael. I want to just focus on two phrases in the kina itself to highlight. One is the very second sentence phrase, Shi Uma'os Hesimuni Be'edrei Chaverai. Edrei Chaverai is the nations of the world. Edrei Chaverai is the United Nations. And many Pesukim in Eicha reflect, and in Yirmiyahu, reflect this attitude that not only are we suffering Churban, not only are we suffering Harigos and Ritzichos and expulsions and our money stolen, but the Kavod of Klal Yisrael is Mushpal Bagoyim. And if you're looking around today, I mean, there's no better way to understand that. I'm not even talking about during the Holocaust, where the life of a Jew wasn't worth anything in the eyes of the Goyim. But today too, where you would think we have the Chitzonius, I'm just trying to make a Kal Vachomer to realize this is the Tzara that the Golos brings about. Schi Uma'os Lag Vakeles. We could feel it today. It's very, very not hard, unfortunately, sadly, tragically, very easy to see the Schi Uma'os Amtonu B'Kerev HaGoyim, the Lag Vakeles, that we are by the Goyim. If the Nazis said subhuman, now they say pigs and apes, whether it's on college campuses, in the halls of the august United Nations, Yimach Shemoh. And there's also Karosi Lima Ahavai Hema Rimuni. Klal Yisrael apparently will never learn the lesson not to be boteach in any nation. We talk about Givon. We say in the kino, Karosi Liyoshe Givon. Yoshe Givon had a treaty with Bnei Yisrael. They were the Givonim. This is a metaphor. It doesn't have to mean that there were Yoshe Givon at the time of the Churban. But there was a treaty, there was a promise. We will do this for you, we will protect you, we will do all sorts of things. And Old Haim Zeremuni, they laughed at me. This is what happens. Klal Yisrael has no friends. Medinas Yisrael has no friends. And the nace is that one would think that this is what we thought. That it's not a matzav like in Nazi Germany when we're just out there, but this treaty, people, nations of the world, are sitting in the United Nations, also a nation among the nations, that is Karasi L'ma'avai Hema Rimuni, that's what the Balakina bewails. And that's Klal Yisrael. We'll talk about it later, that Hashem, by Mitzvah Mitzrayim and Mitzvah Yerushalayim. If we're not the way we're supposed to be, then no matter our best efforts to find favor in the eyes of the Goyim, to find respect in the eyes of the Goyim, it will always be Lad Vokelis Lusvivo Seinu, Schiu Mo'os Santonu Bekerav HaGoyim. And the other idea is Karasa the Mabai Hema Rimuni, Ilanu Lishoin El Avinu Shema Shemayim.
Shabbos, many,